Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Rex Stizzy Part 2 episode. My favorite part of the interview was when we both talked about discovering masturbation when we were younger. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the second time on the podcast, Rex Stizzy. What's up, player?
I felt like I was at church again, dude.
No. Hanguk's church?
Yeah, yeah, I closed my eyes.
Dude, it's good seeing you, man. Yeah. The last time you were here, dude, I remember this. I was playing Red Dead Redemption.
Yep.
Now... all I play is Warzone. Are you on it?
No.
Okay. Because your homies are on it.
Yeah, they are. I wish
they hear the Ox dudes are on it.
I try to play it and I didn't like it, man. I kept dying right after.
I die every night. This is the thing, is it's an addiction because of the dopamine you get, the dopamine release when you this is real. This is real.
Did you read this?
Yeah, I do research. Yeah. So when you... no, this is a for all video games.
Yeah.
There's a addiction element where when you do like a headshot, there's a certain sound that your brain likes. Like, you know, colors. There's certain colors of stuff too. Like, you know, weapons, like the purple.
I started playing... I've been playing Apex Legends though.
What's that all about?
It's like another battle royale, like, you know,
is it
ring is coming and you gotta
first
kill each
person
other.
Shooter?
Yeah. I've been getting a little bit better.
Is it on your phone?
No. It's on PC.
That's what's up. What's up.
I mean it's on all platforms, but I've been getting a little better. So I've been seeing the, you know, the little dopamine when I kill somebody. Because usually I don't kill anybody.
Then
usually
what
I die.
What are you asking about? You experience it too. Why
you? No, but you came
you
in.
Made it seem like I'm crazy.
You came
like
in I'm very scientific.
Some scientific.
It's like you were reading something.
No. I mean, I look stuff up, but I know for a fact. Even like last night, I'll keep it 100.
Yeah.
I played 4 hours, 5 hours, and I go, all right, see you guys later. We already got our wins.
Yeah.
Over 100 games. Whatever. We played so much. Turn off my machine. Put in a little nicotine, and then I just sat here. I was going to do my YouTube shit, you know, look at my videos, and I go, boop, boop. I turned the machine back
on. You want that hit?
Boop, boop. Yeah, and then I went right back for another 2 or 3 hours.
What do you think it is? Do you think it's...
It's a combination of a lot of things. Okay,
think we're substituting that for something else?
No, I have a conspiracy. I think games like that maybe like the government or whatever, like the... not Illuminati, but just, you know, like, I don't know, like armed forces, it's kind of like a simulator. Like they're training us to desensitize us to like actually doing that, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like, why don't they make games where you're planting trees or helping people?
Oh, they do though.
No, where you resuscitate, like, you know what I'm saying? Like if there was a game where...
What about Animal Crossing?
Yeah, that's kind of cool, but no, a full game where your whole job is to... do CPR.
I think... they're not popular, but there are... I'm sure there's...
Well, there's a city where everyone's, like, laying on the ground you're trying to run and help people.
I saw a game yesterday. It's, you know the power cleaners? When the jets spray water?
Oh, yeah.
You go out to the lawn and you just...
driveway. Yeah, the strong...
Yeah, there's a simulator.
Really?
Yeah.
And so, that's a video game, or...?
It's a video game.
All right, well, you know, I want to see more games like that. Or you know, it'd be dope if there was a game where you could be like a superhero. Well, you could customize your skin. You know what I mean?
I think there are games where you could be a superhero.
So you could do like be like just, Superman.
Just wanted the focus to be like helping people.
Yeah, where like you're Superman, and let's say it's like a virtual map, like you know, like Grand Theft Auto, right? Let's just use Grand Theft Auto, you know, GTA, because we've all played that. It's a GTA map, but then your whole job is to. You could be Clark Kent too, right? You could be like a normal, you know, whatever you're wearing your
NPC.
Yeah, you're just a normal dude. But then once you get the alert on the map, there's missions where you're like, should I help the baby that's, you know, that needs CPR? Should I help the woman trapped in the?
You know, Grand Theft Auto, it's still very popular.
Which one?
GTA 5 or GTA Online.
Where's the one where you're in the hood and you're like in the cul-de-sac?
It's in that same one.
I played the crap out of that.
That was like what, like 12 years ago, right?
Yeah, it was 12 years ago.
It's still alive and well because there's people role playing on there. So there's people that are.
What do you mean role playing?
They're on servers where everybody's very strict about it. You can't break character, and there's people playing cops. There's people playing weed dealers. There's people farming.
They're
paramedics.
Playing the character of that.
Yeah. So
they
everybody
allow that now?
Everybody in the game is playing a role in the city.
So everyone's a person in the city.
Yeah.
Cuz you couldn't do that. You're either Michael, you're either one of the you know.
Yeah, no, this is
new?
Yeah, this roleplay GTA RP.
This is a real thing.
Yeah.
So I could buy it tonight and I could be
I think you need to be on a PC.
Oh, so it's a piece. Oh, because you need all that memory. That's all. Yeah,
like modifications.
So what's the okay? My next question. That's brilliant, by the way. I love that they're doing
amazing.
That. But what's the point of the game then?
What's the point of anything?
You're just. Oh, it's like real life. You're playing a different life.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of comedy that goes into it. A lot of fun moments. I'll show you like some Twitch streamers. That's all they do.
That's all they. Yeah. Wait, they make a living just playing role playing.
Well, indirectly, because they're getting money from streaming.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but the thing that they stream is the role play.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's amazing. We're in a weird world,
huh? That's a weird world.
Hey, weren't you just in Korea?
I was.
What were you doing? You were doing something out there, huh?
Yeah, I finished the album. Yeah.
All right, like let's do a little plug. How do they cop the album?
Check it out on all streaming platforms, Killer Smile. I put out 3 music videos for it.
3?
Yes, sir.
You filmed them in Korea?
I filmed one in America.
How
the
are they down?
Found it.
What's the best way to support your music right now?
I guess to stream it and then also maybe tattoo the lyrics on your body.
Okay, let's do a little call to action. Get the album, but also get a Rex Stizzy tattoo.
Yeah.
Your full name, maybe, on their arm?
Yeah, or just, like, my face.
Just get Rex's face.
Or get a frog, because I'm really into frogs.
Can they get a Rex Stizzy frog?
Yeah, they could just get a frog. And I'll
but
know.
They got to, how would they know it's you? They have to have
I'll
a
just
frog.
I'll just assume that it's for me.
Okay, so it's just picture, like, the How Are You, Daniel Johnston album with the frog, but then get the frog with Rex Stizzy right underneath it.
Well, if they just get the frog and
get the frog, cool. And then they'll know.
Yeah,
You'll know.
Yeah, I see frogs. Like people ask me why I'm obsessed with frogs and why that's like my thing, but I see frogs like everywhere.
Yeah, there might be some frogs in here.
Well, I like the color green too.
Thank you. Let's. There's a.
Oh, there's one right there, right behind you.
Right here?
Yeah.
And that's me.
That's a frog.
Me is a frog. Well, it's more of a reptilian outfit, but yeah, you could say a frog.
Right. Yeah.
We're ignoring the elephant in the room as far as we both have tinted Asian ass looking bifocals on.
I got these in the airport when I was coming back from Korea.
Why? I'm going to ask you first and I'll answer why I got the, why the tint?
Well, they're originally sunglasses.
Do they flip up?
No.
Okay, they're originally sunglasses.
They're originally sunglasses. But I was looking for, I was trying to buy gifts from my friends at the airport, but I couldn't find anything, so I just bought myself.
Those are prescription, though.
Yeah. Bought myself a gift.
I got mine, I don't know if I was at Walmart, or I don't know where I was, but like when I was with my mom's, and she goes, Which, how do you say glasses in Hangukmal?
Angyong.
Yeah, which kind of angyong do you want? And I go, I don't know. I was looking at, you know, the basic ones. And then I go, I don't know why I wanted it, but I'm like, you know, I kind of want a tint in mine too. But
Maybe
there was some kind of...
I don't want to be seen, but I do a little bit. So let me go on.
Yeah, like when you... The thing with glasses, you kind of want to like kind of be incognito. Yeah. I don't wear these. This is like, is this the first time I've worn mine? Yeah.
Wait, you said you have prescription on there.
Yeah, these are... I'm nearsighted. Yeah, these are prescription.
Oh.
Yeah. And they're bent too. That's why I don't wear these because I sat on them. So they're bent. I've had these for like...
Rick broke mine twice.
He did?
Yeah.
Lyrics?
Yeah.
How did he do that?
Like, he just reached for my face. I think he was trying to grab, like, tell me to come here.
Are you guys, do you have, like, a rival? Are you guys, like, are like brothers?
Yeah.
But there's tension, because I saw that one on, sorry.
I just got vaccine.
Okay, sorry. I saw that episode with you on Fun with Dumb. You guys were arguing.
Yeah. So you it's funny. It's like a.
But what's up with that? Like, is it? It's for fun, right?
Yeah. Maybe, you know, because I do make fun of him. I do make fun of him that he's such a like a devout Christian.
Is it, what?
Yeah, but he also likes feet. So I put it together, and I realized that maybe he likes feet because he wants to be more Christ-like. You know. Jesus used to wash feet.
Yeah. He walked on water.
Yeah, there's a lot of feet stuff.
Yeah, well, at least the stories say.
Yeah, and then,
it's like a maybe sibling rival. It's kind of like a rival, you know. Yeah. Me and my brother fought all the time growing up. Like,
yeah.
We got into it.
We like to yell at each other and stuff.
Yeah, do you think maybe, I'm just putting this, because you're from, where on the East Coast?
I'm from New York.
New York, isn't he from New York too?
He's from Virginia.
Virginia, but then he went up to New
York. Yeah.
So is it an East? Maybe it's like that East Coast thing. East Coast thing.
He's East Coast.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's just it's
shout out to Lyrics, love, by the way. It's all love for. We love Lyrics. Cop, Year of the Ox's latest album.
Yeah, Cop of the Year.
I'm on iTunes or Spotify.
Hell yeah.
I haven't been to Korea in a minute. Like, what's it like over there?
Well, right now it's weird. Well, I first went to Korea to kind of escape, pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And Korea had it under control when, like, I left when America's rates were at the highest. It was exploding.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Korea and, like, I was going to club.
What are the clubs like in Korea, man?
It was popping, dude.
It was popping?
Yeah, everything was open.
Do they know, hold up, do they know that you're from America? Like, when you go there?
Yeah.
What's a dick giveaway? Like, just your lingo or just the way you're walking, they could tell, oh, he's...
Definitely when I open my mouth. But, like, when I would get in the cab and I tell...
Oh, they look down
on you. I tell them the address. They're like, oh, you're not from here, are you? I'm like...
How do those cats know? Because they spot me a mile away.
Yeah.
They know. First of all, Mike, out of all the Korean homies... Yeah. I have the worst Korean, dog. I know y'all can
You get
speak.
Singled out for sure.
Oh, for sure. 한국말 못해?
Yeah.
And then, you know, that means you can't speak Korean.
But I think it's also, there's little, like, intangible factors. Like, maybe.
Well, what do you mean by that?
It's the way we walk, I think.
Yeah.
Little nuances in the way we walk.
There's a certain way we walk that's different than.
Yeah. And the way. You know, we speak English, right?
Mm.
And I think speaking English, like, it forms our face structure.
What?
For real.
You mean because of
like
the...
Like, the words we say.
They speak, they use different vowels.
Right. And so their face structure is just different. And I think it's something that you can't really, like, point out, like, oh, that. But it's just something, I think they can see it and they get a feeling. They're like, ooh.
But they don't know it. They look at you a certain way, too, differently.
And we do, too, probably. You know, when we see, like,
oh, yeah.
Koreans in Korea, we're like, huh.
I can't really, you know, I could tell. I think I could tell.
Yeah.
But the thing is, even when me and my brother, we were younger, he got robbed there, dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
He had one of them calculator watches.
Oh,
yeah,
that's fucked up.
Yeah, we were kids. Yeah, we're at the corner store.
That's a prized possession.
In Seoul, yeah, and they go, yeah. Like, well, give it up. Yeah, give it up. Okay, so let's reenact it. So let's say I'm wearing a watch. Just ask about it.
Yeah, cool. She get older than us.
Okay, so he said translation. Hey, where'd you get your watch? And then my brother's response. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
I 한국말 못해. America. Go ahead, do the robbing part.
Okay.
Do the robbing.
I'm gonna 보자.
Okay, that was a little abrupt, but yeah, he said, let me see. Yeah. Let me see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So we just.
Did he cry? Like, what did he say?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
He's crying?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
That was
what
like,
did you? How did you feel? What,
I was.
Did you say anything?
You know, the thing is, you know, the yogurt, your orange, Yakult. It was before Yakult. They named it Yakult.
Okay.
Those little yogurt orange.
Yeah.
I was copping some of those. So I'm in the store.
You were there in the vicinity.
I was in the vicinity.
Would you
try? I don't know. I mean, yeah, I would have. Yeah, that's my brother.
Yeah.
You know? But it's like, what do you call a street kid? A gampe? Gangpe?
Yeah.
That's like a street, kind of street rat, right? Gangpe?
Yeah, I'm not that good at Korean.
Yeah, but something like he was, that's what my mom said. He was like, you know.
Yeah.
So he cried. Oh, yeah, but you know, that's some street shit, you know. Like, you know, they were probably like, because I was, for the time being, that was, I don't know.
You know, Korea.
High tech.
Korea is just different, man.
It is.
Like the shit that you see in like, I mean, it's different. Anime is Japanese, but it's still like Asia.
Yeah.
It's just different. Like,
give me some examples. Like, what?
I heard, you know, one of my friends told me a story where these gangsters were beating up a guy.
In Korea?
Yeah.
So, wait. There's gangsters in Korea?
Yeah.
Is it like Yakuza or they got like street?
I think a lot
Do
of
they
it,
have street gangs
I think a
like
lot
LA?
Of it's cleaned up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so, they were beating up the guy and then they paused. In the middle of beating him up, and they bought him food, and they were like, "Here, eat this. Get your energy up. So we're gonna beat you up again."
Well, that is some gangster.
That's some Asian shit.
That is some Asian.
Korea.
So there's like, there are they like when you say beating up, are they just they're just dropping bombs on him?
Yeah.
And so probably. He's bleeding,
Remember
and they go
and foot stomps?
They intermission or stop.
Yeah.
Here,
maybe he's like a little bit of blood is coming from his nose and he's lying there.
Yeah.
And they're like looking at it, they're like, that looks like kimchi jjigae. Like, we didn't eat yet. So let's order kimchi jjigae.
And then you eat.
Yeah.
So is that's psychological, man? Because you're that's kind of troubling on different levels because it's kind of like it's like a contradiction to the act itself. You're like, beat. And then you're like, here's some food.
Yeah.
That would never happen here.
Yeah.
That's like if some street gang out here, they would just leave you in the alleyway and be like.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
But in Korea, it's
that's psychological. That's some mind game.
Well, even in like maybe in like LA, I know in New York, like.
Well, if
anyone.
Those are different types of gangs too. Like New York.
Yeah, but we still carry like some of the stuff that Korea does. Like we'll be like, yo, Neil. You know what I mean? Right? Have you ever seen that?
No, but I.
They're like Neil
that's like
in front
movie.
Of everybody, and then they'll slap you.
That's on Game of Thrones, like Joffrey. You know, remember Joffrey's like Neil, Uncle Neil. You know, you could be my cupbearer. That's almost. You know what? It goes back to old school Korean tradition as far as hierarchy and respect, and it's on some mafia. It's kind of like on some respect.
I don't know
shit.
If this is real or not. But I heard like Japanese porn, you know, like bukkake.
Yeah, well, can you describe what that is? I don't.
Bukkake?
Yeah, is that a.
It's when like a bunch of dudes.
Bukkake.
They'll like nut on one girl.
Oh, that's bukkake?
Yeah. You seen it.
Oh, yeah, I looked at maybe I have, maybe I have it. Maybe I have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But bukkake. I heard.
Okay, bukkake.
I never knew what that was from.
But where do they get that from? That's
what I'm saying. I heard that.
That comes from somewhere.
I heard that from somewhere that's from like long time ago. Like villagers, like when a woman was being adulterous, they would like punish her. The whole village would just nut on her face.
That's really degrading, man.
It's fucked up. But I'm just, it's also like, I never knew that there was an origin story to that thing in porn.
So there is a story.
I don't know if it's true, though.
Yeah. Do you watch stuff like that? I mean,
no.
Okay. Because I'd never.
What? Okay.
I never. I have weird searches. But I don't. That's one of them I don't.
Well, I'll say that Japanese.
But I do look up Japanese stuff. I can't lie. I do look up the Japanese stuff. I love it.
Yeah, I like JAV actresses.
Oh, you know about JAV?
Yeah, that's
yeah. I like that. I like their content. Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah.
I just think the actresses are pretty. And I think, you know, it's weird because, like, you'll be looking for an actress. And this is true for... This is true for, like, American porn, too. Just in general, any porn, right?
Yeah.
You could be a fan of one actress, but they could be doing themes that you don't usually look up.
Right.
So, like, you know, like, oh, like, let's just take it to extreme. Like, she might have fucked a horse.
I haven't seen those.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. Yeah, I haven't seen it, but
I know it exists.
I'm just giving an example.
Yeah. But I do my thing.
No, but I'm saying though, like, you might just be into her. You might download it, but then
because of her, because you like her performance.
Yeah, if somebody ever sees your search history, they're gonna be like, he's into horse stuff.
Yeah, but that's not true. You have to kind of you let them know, like, it's not that. It's the actress.
Yeah. Because like in Japanese. In Japanese porn,
she's tuned in now. She's like,
what is good? A whole new world. Japanese porn, they have a lot of like random, a lot of different themes.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you what I'm into.
Okay,
I type in mature Japanese.
Oh,
I like the more older, the older ones. There's one. Her name is Ryu. Raiku, so something like that.
How old though? Are you talking about grandmas?
No, I like anywhere from 50 to 60 years old.
Grandma?
Yeah. Basically, grandma.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I should have just said that. So let me rephrase. Japanese grandmother.
Or MILF.
Or
like MILF to grandma.
No, I go cougar. What's the difference between MILF and cougar?
They're like essentially the same thing.
They're the same.
Yeah,
but there's older women that come up. Yeah,
yeah.
But there's some disturbing, like there's certain role playing ones. I like the ones also the Korean ones. There's some Hanguk ones that are good where it's an a student.
Where do you watch Korean ones?
Oh, X Video, they have great ones. And it's they're like they're a whole hour. It's a whole movie. It's a whole production.
It's soft core though, right?
Yeah, it is. I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either.
I don't mind it.
I feel like they overcompensate.
It's the narrative I'm into. I like the story too.
Okay.
Because now it's just, I can't just watch it.
Is there subtitles?
Yeah, they're great. Oh. So there's one where they do one where they swap sons and like mothers. So they'll bring this son to a different household and then the other son will go to the other one. And it's like, it's kind of like a role playing thing where the mom's on both sides and the fathers get involved where it's like a role play. Yeah. It's a whole thing, but it's a whole like hour and 15 minute movie basically.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
No. Okay.
That's just normal.
Did you ever hang out with like one of your friends and their mom was like attractive?
Yeah, I did.
Like,
but
they had a hot mom.
Yeah, I mean, what elementary school, middle, like what age bracket? Because I went through
any
that with one of my teachers too. Like
yeah.
Second or third grade where we were doing book reports. And she was bending down to look, and I saw her like I smelled the perfume, and I saw the cleavage.
Yeah.
And so, I immediately, when I got home, I ran to the bathroom. I just went like I ran, and I locked the door, and I went. I just remember I used these three fingers, and I went, and I was doing.
How old were you?
Second grade.
Oh, so you didn't know what you.
I didn't know what was going on. Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just doing this.
Oh.
Yeah, it was basically a micro. I was doing that. And I just remember that you know the feeling of ejaculating? Yeah. I got that, but nothing came out.
Right.
But I had, you know, because I, you know, that young, a kid doesn't have sperm yet, you know?
Yeah.
So did you have a similar experience?
I did.
Right,
yours. I remember jerking off when I was, you know, before being able to nut.
The story I just told you.
Yeah. I, I also, you know, I remember telling my friends too when I did first nut. Like,
did you use Vaseline or is it just your hand?
Just my hand.
Okay.
And then I told my friends, and they were all like, they made me feel like crazy. They were like, "What? Like, yeah, like what? What is that?" And
I yeah.
Like, I guess it was kind of weird though. That
yeah, it is weird. But there's some weirder stuff. Like, my friend, I'm not gonna say his name, but I feel bad because I felt like I enabled him, or I try to teach him how to do it too. And we had a whole thing of Vaseline,
yeah.
And I was basically like instructing him, like, you have to dip more in.
Oh, we're so you're watching him.
We were both doing it together in the room. But you know, we were kids.
Yeah.
Nah. Is that normal?
I mean, I've definitely been in.
There's a longer pause than expected. Because now I feel kind of vulnerable and awkward.
No.
That you pause that long for an answer.
I was trying to think of.
Is that awkward?
No.
Okay,
no.
That's normal, right? Oh, we'll slot that in right now. Okay, so we'll cut that other part.
I've definitely been in the room watching porn with like another homie. Like
how, when I was. How old were you?
Like third grade,
fourth grade.
Yeah. Because there's no access. We don't have, like, kids nowadays are so spoiled with it. And like, I'm up, like, when you're talking.
Oh, no, we grew up with Penthouse and Hustler. I mean, whoever had the magazine, you were
the VHS,
man. VHS,
yeah.
You were the man in your neighborhood. You're
so
like,
when you were talking about when you saw the cleavage and you smelled the perfume, and then I know you try to like capture all that to memory.
Well, and that was so long. That was second grade. So yeah, I think I did. That's what I did. Yeah.
You captured it. You were like trying to store it in your head.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, I definitely tried to store it. I tried to store it, and I immediately ran.
Yeah.
But I think afterwards, you know, like those Key and Peele sketches, that song about like this. Like I actually had a sock to wipe when you could finally nut.
Yeah.
I actually had a sock, and I would. That was a truthful thing because, like, you know, your mom would find it and then she'd wash it, but it would be underneath my bed.
I never had the sock.
So what did you use, Kleenex?
I just would, like, nut in the shower or in the toilet.
There's something really refreshing about that, the shower.
Yeah, no, because I didn't want to leave any evidence. I didn't want to have, like, a dirty-ass sock.
The Korean mother finding that.
Yeah. Is Korean moms more invasive?
Yeah, there's more shame involved. No, there's definitely shame.
Yeah.
It's more along the lines of, oh, you're a loser. My son's a loser. Like, you're a letdown.
And they're also, like, they're like prison guards. They do, like, a sweep. Like every week.
Oh yeah.
Like my mom would just like, I don't know, man. Like she found weed.
I was just gonna say because I was gonna bring that up because I remember the day my mom found my brother's bong.
Yeah. Oh.
He flipped it on her though hard.
What do you say?
Is science for class?
Oh, I think Dumb, I think Dumb did that too.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He said it was for
it
class.
It does look like a science.
Yeah. So when did you start smoking weed?
When I was like seventh grade.
Oh, so you started earlier than me.
Oh, yeah.
Mine was, I think I started definitely after I choked at the wrestling state tournament. I think junior, senior, like all the times I choked at the state tournament. And then I had homies. They were on it before I was.
Yeah.
I had a homie. He actually made his own bongs. You know, like those honey, you know, like the honey bear, honey, the plastic.
Yeah.
He made a bong out of that honey bear thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he put the stem in. Yeah.
They get so inventive with this shit. Yeah,
but I would hit it. I would actually wake and bake. Wake up, smoke it up in the back of the house.
I would go to school. I couldn't do that at home, so I'd go to school.
And then in the bathroom?
We'd smoke it, like, you know, when we got there, third period, fourth period, and then smoke again, sixth period.
Oh, so how did you guys get away with that?
There was a hill. There was a field right next to our school.
Oh, yeah.
And I smoked there, and then we drink 40s.
There's always, every high school has that spot.
There's a hill.
Yeah, there's a hill. There's a spot where it's like, that's a meetup, right?
Yeah. I think freshman year of high school, I was like, I smoked weed, so I was like, I was always like, what's next? So like, I did like K, Special K.
Yeah, man. I mean,
I did ecstasy.
Do you sniff it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sniffed that, and Yeah, I couldn't, because it's a cat tranquilizer. It's a horse. It's a tranquilizer.
Yeah.
I just remember sniffing it in the dorm, and how was your experience? Because I couldn't move my legs. I was just like, I literally couldn't move. Same thing with lean. When I drank lean for the first time, I was literally like, just, I really got leaned out.
Damn.
I was like, I couldn't move, yeah.
We're in school, so.
Damn, you did it at school?
Yeah, I did it, and then I went to class.
How do you walk to class?
So I was like, at first we were like, me and my boy did it in the elevator.
That reminds me of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah, right? we did it in the elevators. Remember,
yeah.
And then we're hugging the wall of the elevator and we're laughing. We're like, ah, we feel like melting. And then we went to class.
How was,
and then I participated too. That was my favorite thing in high school, like getting high, getting drunk, and then just participating.
Like, so how did you get, like, did you have a homie with the fake ID? Because we had a homie with the fake ID. How did you get your 40s?
Yeah. Fake ID.
Yeah. And you were hitting 40s?
Yeah, 40s.
What were the East Coast?
We're shotgunning beers.
Oh, what were the East Coast beaters here? I mean, because, like, we started with St. Ides, Old English.
Yeah.
King Cobra. I mean, that's the cheaper end.
I don't know what everybody else was doing, but like my school and shit, we were doing like, first we're doing Coors Light only because.
Silver Bullet?
Yeah, only because the remember when 40s used to have the wide mouth?
Yeah, we used now to have the like Mickey's, thin. Remember the Mickey grenade, the Mickey's grenades?
Yeah,
with the wide mouth.
Yeah, so Coors Light were the only ones with the wide mouth at the time. They just switched it.
How many ounces? 40?
40, yeah.
Oh, so the 40-ouncer of the Coors Light had the wide mouth?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
So we did Bud. We did Budweiser. We did Coors Light. We did Old English.
Oh, that was
that was my favorite, yeah. But we also did this thing called Country Club.
I remember that.
You know Country Club?
Yeah, it kind of like, it was like the knockoff oldie.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of label.
That's from the West Coast.
No, I know about that.
Oh,
yeah.
So
I drank them all. Little King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Country Club is
$3.
$3 six packs.
Yeah, dollar not. Yeah, cheap.
$3 six packs.
Yeah.
So we would just fucking, if we funnel them or we shotgun them.
Funnel, you would, you shotgun them.
Yeah, we bring a funnel to school.
Yeah. Oh, man. That brings up so many memories. What is it about,
you still drink a lot?
No, I'm just completely sober.
Oh, right, oh, my bad.
Yeah, I hadn't drank in 12 years.
But I'm trying to slow down.
So you still
Let's bring this conversation around.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've been drinking for, like, so much alcohol.
I stopped, dude.
When I was making the album in Korea, I was drinking alone. I was drinking
the
soju.
Korean beer? Yeah,
I was drinking soju and beer together.
What's their beer? What's their popular beer there in Korea?
Kass, Height.
Oh, Tara.
Yeah, you know how
they got 40s there?
Yeah.
So you're creating.
But nobody drinks like
no,
that.
No, that's American shit.
Yeah.
They drink in glasses and stuff.
So I was doing that and I was making the album. And I was like rapping in Korean, like trying to unlock parts of my brain that I've never had access to.
See, with that, I think, it's difficult, man, because I understand that aspect of it because. And it's even harder because you could justify it in the sense of, because I did the same thing as you. I'm like, I'm about to make a beat. I'm about to sit down with this drum machine or sampler for like 4 hours, 5 hours. I'm looking for the perfect break. I'm looking for the perfect sample. And this is a part of it. I'm drinking a Heineken or I'm smoking a beady. I'm smoking a joint. And it's a part.
Feel uninhibited.
But that's the thing is you have to retrain. It's difficult because you get so used to correlating the, like, you can't separate it.
I'm used to it.
It's a part of the creating
process. It's part of it.
It's a part of it.
I don't even want to make music if I'm not drunk.
It's hard.
Yeah.
I had to actually retrain my brain once I got sober. I did a couple EPs. I did a couple projects after, but I had to really, like, retrain my brain.
I can't believe I asked you if you still drink and Alcoholics Anonymous.
I don't glorify. Because they have certain traditions. I don't blast it on, platforms or nothing. Because they have traditions.
Kill me.
You're not supposed. But if you have, I did it because. My alcoholism, like, not saying you are. I can only speak for me.
Mm.
I ended up an alcoholic because. It progressed through time. Yeah. I'll give you an example. Like, I lived at the dorm. I went to ASU. I lived at these shady-ass dorms with, like, they're the size of my bathroom, right? I had my own room, finally.
Yeah.
I used to see this there was a Native American section at my dorm, you know? This one fool would, he had a JanSport backpack. He was a graffiti writer, too. He was into hip-hop as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, he introduced me to, like, Funk Dubious and Cypress, you know.
Wow.
He had all the Cypress Hill CDs or whatever. He had, like, whatever. All of the even, like, Helta Skelta and Boot. He had all that. Black Moon. Yeah. He had all the CDs.
Damn,
like,
East you know, like, remember, West Coast, yeah.
He had both. But he'd always walk at a certain time. He'd be walking a certain direction towards the liquor store or a gas station.
Damn.
And then I'd just say, I got to know him. We started off just because of the music and his graffiti art, because he was talented.
Yeah.
He was quiet, too. I liked him.
Part of culture.
Not only that, he was a grad. So he was older than everyone. Oh. Yeah, so he looked older, and he had, like, glasses. He had, like, just his base, you know, and he was, like, really had a chill demeanor about him. And then I go, hey, how come you're always walking there? Like, what are you doing? And he'd open up his backpack. He'd get two double deuces. Every night, even on. So I'm like, you drink? Like, he's like, yeah. And I start doing that. Like, I would skip meals and just, that was my
Damn.
Meal. Yeah, I would be like, hey, I'm going with you. So we would just fucking, so it started with that, and then just progress, where I was just doing stupid shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, there was one time where I was, this kid, Kendall, he actually looked exactly like Buckshot Shorty from Black. Like, he looked duplicate.
Damn.
Buckshot Shorty, Black Moon. Yeah. He even rapped like he was from Yonkers. He was from the East Coast.
Yeah.
And he loved Mobb Deep. He introduced me to all that.
Damn.
I didn't know, like, he was into Mobb Deep and all that. And he rapped super good. And that's why we linked. We never recorded music. We were always lazy. We'd always just get fucked up. But, like, I would just, we ended up, like, doing a thing where he's like, hey, Dunn. He'd say, Dunn.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, Dunn.
Yeah, you're real Mobb Deep fan.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Dunn. I know a guy with shrooms or something like that. I'm like, all right, cool. I didn't know he was going to rob him.
Oh, what?
Yeah, we went into his dorm room. This kid, you know, your typical white Grateful Dead shirt, white kid, long hair.
He's all like, hey, what up?
Yeah, no, he was a nice kid. He brought up he brought out his Tupperware full of mushrooms.
You want to show you guys good times?
Yeah, he was like, hey, well, this is these are these kinds. Yeah. And then I'm looking at Kendall. I'm like, all right, we're going to get an eighth or a quarter of this. Let's bounce. And then the kid was so nice. Once we made the sale, we go, we want a quarter of that. He goes in the back room to roll us up a joint on good faith as a good patron.
Oh, my God.
While this is happening, Kendall, like, I always say that Godfather part where Michael Corleone's about to shoot that fool in the Italian restaurant, where he, like, Kendall's like, you know, I'm like, I'm tripping. I'm like, is he bugging? Like, what is he doing? So he's doing the Michael Corleone thing. Next thing you know, I don't know telepathy, dog. He grabs his whole stash, all of it.
And you have to just run.
He grabbed it like books.
Yeah.
And he just... you like down the stairs
and the guy's upstairs.
Yeah, he's
like, man,
he's
just
walking out with a joint.
He's like, I just made some great friends, man. Let's heal the world. And you guys,
so he fucking, he does that. We bounce, we head to the drug house, shady ass house. That's the first time I smoked. I think the first time I smoked meth.
Oh,
it was one of those houses. I just ended up there one time.
Oh man,
and just a guy showed up, and I'm just like watching TV. And then he goes, hey, you want to smoke some meth? And I go, all right. I'm just, why am I here? Shouldn't I be at the library studying? You know what I mean? Like, isn't that what a college kid does? So anyway, let me speed up this story. Ended up fucking shrooming out. We go to the drug house. He throws all of the shrooms on the table, the kitchen table. All these shady people are, I don't know who's around.
Yeah.
This is one thing you don't do. You don't take any kind of hallucinogenic when you have that kind of energy in your bloodstream, you know?
Right.
The paranoia, the fear. So I ate my, you know, he's like, hey, don't, hey, eat up. And I'm like, all right, I ate him. So I'm shrooming out. It gets around 3 or 4 in the morning, and then I don't want to hang. I want to make it to my dorm.
Yeah.
So I'm walking across campus. I have to walk by the police station.
Oh, man.
So I'm tripping. I'm just like looking and fuck. And then I just remember every time I'd walk, it'd be like, zoom. You know, it would be, I was like, oh, no, I got to make it back. I get to my dorm. I open, it was like The Shining. It was like this hallway, you know. It was like, so I, and then I just close that. I go, I'm not going in there right now. Where do I go? So I go to a park. There's a local park by my dorm. There's like this recreational park outside. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was just near campus. So I just tripped out by myself by the swing set and whatever. But I didn't know this. Word had spread.
About the robbery.
About the... robbery. Yeah. Word had spread.
Yeah. It was a robbery.
So these kids come to... While I'm at the park, they come with Louisville Sluggers.
Oh,
to my dorm room, dog. Like, they found out who I was.
Damn.
Thank God I wasn't there. So you'd think I dodged a bullet, right? Yeah, no, though. They came to my, they're knocking on my, because the next day, the people in my dorm were like, Steve, there was a couple, you know, sweaty people with, they had baseball bats. And is everything okay? They're knocking on your door, and it was pretty disruptive. The RA, you know, we had to tell the RA, you know, so I'm like, all right. So I dodged a bullet there, but no, I didn't dodge a bullet because a month later, I thought I dodged a bullet. I'm at a random house party, keg party, and I'm just chilling. I had a 12-pack of Budweiser's, chilling. Two white dudes asked me, hey, man, hey, bro, let me get a beer. Can I get a beer? I go, yeah, here you go. You know, here's a beer.
Yeah.
And then I heard somewhere downstairs, oh, they're rolling a blunt upstairs? What? Okay, cool. So I end up in this guy's random room. Next thing you know, I get someone lifts me up by my neck like this.
Damn.
And they go, we know who you are. You live at this dorm. You ripped off our, you know. It was like a scene in a movie, well, like Kids Part 2.
They beat you up? Or?
Yeah, I'll get to that. So we're upstairs. Yeah, we're upstairs, and I'm like this. And I went with this homie Rufus.
Yeah.
He looked tough. He looked like any L.A., you know, Chicano gang, you know. He looked like tough like that, like, you know, Raiders gear.
Yeah.
I look at him. He looks away from me. He went. So I'm like, oh, I have no backup.
Damn.
So the guy's whose room it was, he goes in there and he goes, hey, guys, what the fuck, man? This is my room. Take it outside, man. So I'm like, oh, Lord. I just remember making the walk of shit, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like walking down the steps.
And they're behind you?
Yeah. It's like a whole wolf pack. Yeah. And so I just remember, boom, I get hit on the back of the head. And I just remember seeing stars. So I'm at the bottom and I'm just like, and then they're like, they took me outside and they formed the whole typical, it was like a movie scene. It was a circle. Mm. I was trapped.
Mm.
People were like, I don't know who was hitting, like, it seemed like the whole crowd was hitting me and punching me. And so I just remember through that, the first couple of minutes, I was like, I had a bloody nose. And then it was like a scene in the movie. It was like, the kid and his roommate or suite mate, they like, it was like the Red Sea parting. They like entered the circle and they go, remember us? Like, remember me? like, yeah. So that's why it was stories like that where, I did stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, when I went back to my dorm, like fucking, I told Kendall and the homies, and I was like, hey, I got jumped. Word? Let's go get him done. And I'm like, no. You're too late for that. Look at me. You know, it's like, you know, the tough guy act.
Yeah.
It's like, don't do the tough guy act.
Who did it?
Yeah. And nothing happened to him.
Yeah.
I got more stories on him. Shout out to Kendall. I love you still. I hope you're still doing music. I love you. He was a talented rapper, man.
Yeah.
It was one of those things, too. Like, he was talented, but we lacked, this is going back to you in Korea, being self-motivated.
Mm.
We lacked motivation.
I was motivated.
Yeah, you recorded your own album. So, dude, how many tracks on it? And like, dude, do you got like Korean, Korean cats on it from out there?
Yeah. I got got to work with a lot of my friends. I love how we just segued so smoothly.
Yeah, that's how it works. I'm sorry. I've told that story so many times, but I just thought it's like, because you asked like, oh, you don't drink no more, you don't do drugs. It's like, yeah, there's reasons for that because I made stupid choices.
The whole story though, I just want to say I was there with you. Like I could see everything. And
oh, you did?
And the voices is just like, oh, I know. Yeah. I know those voices.
I got more. I mean, when we go to In-N-Out Burger,
yeah.
After this, in a few like 20 minutes,
yeah.
I'll tell you the other. I mean, I did. I have a crazy LSD story that I've told on podcasts. Damn. But dude, there's a crazy one too where I saw dead people like in my bathroom. It's crazy. Yeah. But yeah, let's go back to, because I want to plug everything you're doing. And
So, I never really wanted to ever be like that Korean rapper who raps in Korean and like mixes it with his English. I just wanted to rap in English.
Yeah.
But then once I tried it, it was great. It was fun.
Because I'm sure there's a whole different demographic that will maybe tune in now. They're like, oh, he's in Korean.
You know, like Hypebeast Korea will like post it, and like Korean rappers that I don't really know.
Yeah.
But I know of. They'll DM me like, yo, these songs are fucking dope. This album's really crazy. I've been listening to it.
So is there a whole movement in Korea as far as underground or regular rap shit? I never, because I've heard about like Drunken Tiger. I've heard certain acts.
Yeah, there's still like those like legacy, like those OGs. Mm-hmm. They're still doing it.
They're still doing it.
Yeah, like Drunken Tiger and like Dynamic Duo, stuff like that.
And you've chilled with those dudes?
Yeah. But then there's also like the SoundCloud rappers.
So there's Korean SoundCloud rappers?
Yeah.
Korean.
Yeah. And there's like very internet type rappers. Like,
oh, I didn't know that.
You know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like that, because back in the day, you know.
Yeah, there's only the Mountain Brothers.
Yeah. but you could go to Korea, we could go to Korea like in the 90s, right? And be like, yo, we're popping in America. You know,
they'll be like,
oh, word? Like, you're from America? Wow.
Oh, so that's just legit. That's like.
But now, everyone has internet.
So they can look you up.
They're hip with everything, what's going on in the culture.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes the motherfuckers know more about the rap scene here than we do. You know what I mean?
What, in Korea?
Yeah.
So you're telling me there's Korean cats in Seoul or Busan, wherever.
There's cats doing
and
drill.
They know about, like, what's the stuff here?
Yeah.
What the? Okay.
Yeah, they're you have kids just doing like auto-tune raps and stuff like that.
So there's different categories.
Yeah. So it's basically,
there's room for all of it, don't you think? Like the different subgenres, there's room for all of it.
Oh yeah. I love it. So my album also like sounds like it's very, there's not like one type of sound. It's very like every song is
diverse.
Different. Yeah. But I feel like I made it so that it feels cohesive.
Now, do you, as far as your production, what you're looking for, is it the diverse as well? Like you like boom bap shit. You like kind of like this new age, like the kinda,
yeah. I like all of it.
Trap beats or whatever.
Like I have a song that sounds like 90s Korean hip hop. A beat on there.
That's
then
great.
I have one where like I collaborated with a dude that's on the same label. The label's 8 Ball Town, by the way.
Oh, let's shout them out. What's their website?
I forgot.
Okay, but you know, look them up. Can you spell that out? Like,
eight, like just 8 Ball, and then Town.
Is it the number 8? Do you have to spell out?
Yeah,
eight?
Yeah, it's the number.
So the number 8 Ball.
Yeah, that's the
records.
That's the indie label. Yeah.
Okay, how many musicians are on there?
There's a lot. There's some producers. There's singers. There's
a production team as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got a dude just playing the saxophone.
Yeah.
And I'm just rapping over that, like, on some Rick Ross shit.
Yeah. You know what? I just thought of this. Since on some East Coast, I mean, this guy's from Philly, but do you remember Chops?
Yeah.
Man, you know him?
I have, like, two or three songs with him.
With Chops?
Three songs,
So, shout out to Chops from Mountain
Big
Brothers.
Shout out to Chops.
Because I really, back then in the 90s, there weren't a lot of dudes doing it, like Asian cats, you know?
Mountain Brothers?
Like, Jin came after, right?
Yeah, but
Mountain Brothers, they won that Sprite commercial thing.
No, they were big in the underground.
Yeah, they were big.
Yeah.
The Galaxies, the Galaxy. Yeah, they had that.
Yeah.
There's the other a parallel in them. The other kid.
Have you ever, when was the last time you went to Korea?
Well, my brother, that's a good question. Well, my brother, with my brother, he had an extra plane ticket, first class, too. He did a Wonder Girls.
What?
He did a Wonder Girls music video. He had to play this alien. So he had like this kind of, he had like, the, you know, it was silver.
So that was 2008?
Yeah. It was, the song was something about raindrops or teardrops, two different types of tears or something. Know. But I just remember because I went to the video shoot.
Oh, you went?
Yeah, I met JYP.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I didn't know who the cat was. So JYP is like the Puff Daddy. He's like the Puff Daddy of Korea. I didn't know he was baller like that.
Oh, he's like one of the richest people in the industry.
Yeah, but dude, they didn't take no breaks. They filmed like 18 hours straight. They had one kimchi jjigae break. They had the whole cauldron outside. They had one cauldron.
Someone's getting beat up in the background.
Yeah, there was one cook, and he was just mixing the pot. Yeah. I'm like, and I'm thinking, damn, y'all, this, y'all have a budget. You guys are just doing it like
no, when
the Koreans are, that work ethic's just
And they're still spending
crazy.
Like, you know, $500,000 on a video.
Oh, I know. If you look up the video now, just look up Wonder Girls. So you asked it. So I hadn't been. So that was like early 2000s, something like that.
It would be cool if you went out there and just did like Man on the Street or did your podcast or did some music with some Koreans.
I don't know. See, that's the thing. I would like to. In theory, that sounds good. But I would not be able to get around. My Korean is so bad that I would be lost. I'd be like,
I bet you get better in like a
Shijang,
week.
I need to go to Shijang. 한국말 못해요. 아이고, 아이고. 이거, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even tonight, man, we'll probably bump into a Korean couple right at In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Once they see my tattoo, like, cause I have, you know,
they got tattooed.
I know, but once that generate, they see it, they kind of frowned. I could tell. Noochie,
is
kind of on point with that. Yeah. Noochie is kind of like common sense,
yeah,
and stuff. Like they kind of look at me a certain way.
Yeah.
Unless I went with you.
Yeah. I don't have tattoos.
I know, but like maybe we could roll out and make and do I'd love to vlog out there.
I think people would love that shit, and I think Koreans would love it too. If you put in an honest effort, like, you know, I try to divide my time evenly. I try to not only hang out with Kyopos, like, you know, like Korean Americans like us. Oh, there's Kyopos? A lot of them out there.
Oh, they're like students?
No, they're like working. They're
that's what's up.
Fashion
okay. Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like I try to split my time evenly so I could, you know, be like Korean with Koreans.
Yeah.
And like learn the language.
Your Korean's good though. I could tell.
It's not. But I try. It's better for sure.
It's good, dude.
When
I hear Rick or you or Dumb say anything, I'm like, I can't even say that.
Oh, you're saying pronunciation is better.
What?
You're saying the pronunciation is.
Yeah, I'm a dead giveaway. You know what I'm saying?
I think people will find it endearing.
If I try?
Yeah, because like that's for me. I just gave him my best, and then people were like, oh, okay, I fuck with you. Yeah.
Really?
Is he trying?
Hey, man, yeah, I'd like to do that. Dude, that would be tight, man. I mean, how much is a plane ticket to Korea?
I think it's about like $1,000 round trip.
Well, that's what's up.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. Where will we stay, though? They got Airbnbs, or what's the deal?
They do have those. The only thing, though, is that right now they have the quarantine thing.
Right? I'm back. You're back. We're both.
But I have to pay. Oh, you have to have like a special, like right now they're saying you can only go if you have immediate family you have to visit or there's a death, there's a funeral.
Let me think if I have relatives, man.
Yeah. But I think it's going to get better.
No, they're all dead. All my people are dead out there. Yeah.
I think it'll get, I
have a wet Samchun or something.
Yeah. I think in a year it'll be more chill.
Yeah.
You got back. So you got vaxxed.
Yeah, I got vaxxed.
Which
one
did you get? The Johnson?
The Pfizer?
You did both of them?
Yeah. And then the second one, CVS. I did it primarily only so I could see my mom's in AZ. Korean moms. She knows more about it than I do. She's like, you go a variant, you saw. You go, you know about the variant? I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Yeah. But she's hip on that, you know.
Of course she has to be hip.
Keep in mind, I don't know anything, you know. Who knows what to believe nowadays? You know?
People are still catching it, bro.
Yeah, but it's like now there's, you know, like even on Joe Rogan, they're talking about UFOs. You know what I'm saying? Like they're finally recognizing there's UFO, like for real.
We were supposed to talk about UFOs.
What was that?
This episode. We never got to
Part 3.
Part three. Part
is this
three.
Gonna be an ongoing thing?
For sure. Ongoing.
Next time I come in, we're gonna be like,
UFOs.
Yeah, part four.
Basically, let me put this out in the world. Go look up Earth Files, Linda Moulton Howe, every Wednesday. Earth Files. Man, she is the person. She's the best. She has this great podcast.
I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, no, check
it out.
I'm
really into aliens.
Yo, she got into it by animal mutilations. She was doing a story out there somewhere, and she noticed that like these aliens were getting abducted, but there was no blood or like traces of anything.
Oh,
there were perfect like alien incisions and stuff where, you know, they would just take out the eyeball, no blood, no nothing. It was perfect. So it was like, so the town cop would be like, the perpetrators are beings from out of this world, you know, like even the local cops recognized.
And you know,
that
somebody could like hear that and they're like, ah, that's stupid. But it's like, why? Why is that stupid?
No. These were real alien.
No, for real.
Like,
I'm just saying. So when I hear that, I'm like, whoa, fuck. That's interesting.
Yeah, because you have an open mind.
Yeah.
You know,
but
most people, they're afraid of shit like that. Mutilate or dissect any, you know, organism with that's you know a mammal or anything that
it's
has
like a
blood.
Piece of paper.
Yeah.
It's hard to cut.
There needs to be something.
Yeah.
Traces of a blood or skin or hair follicle, whatever. But if you're telling me they're just taking one nut out of a cow with no blood, no, you know what I'm saying? There's no evidence around it. Like, how do you explain that's on some alien grave, you know, abduction?
Yeah,
for real. But anyway,
disclosure's coming, man.
Oh, that's why I'm saying that it's tripping me out, because I'm watching Joe Rogan and they're talking about it on his platform. Like, okay, Obama brought it up. They're talking about
they
UFOs.
Know. They know. Can I hit my baby?
Yeah. You could. Yeah.
Cool.
You could have. You guys getting hungry?
Yeah.
Let's. It already flew by. Yeah. In-N-Out Burger on me. You guys could get your chocolate milkshakes as well.
I'm good.
Or the Neapolitan. I highly suggest it if we go the shake route. But I definitely want to get you guys both.
Hey, before
I definitely
want to
get you both combos. I want to plug all Rex Stizzy oriented stuff. Album, video, music videos, all that.
So yeah, I have the albums out. It's called Killer Smile. There's a little bit of Korean on there. I try to add a little bit of Korean, but mostly in English. Mm-hmm. I stream live on Twitch, twitch.tv/RexDizzy.
Talk about that. Plug your Twitch again.
Yeah, twitch.tv/RexDizzy. When I was in Korea, I did a lot of in real life IRL streaming. So it's like basically travel vlogging but live.
Really?
Yeah,
Periscope, like kind of like what Periscope was back in the day.
Yeah.
It's like a live. Okay, that's what's up.
Okay. So yeah, they're archived on twitch.tv. Check out the music videos are out. Hell yeah.
You got like a Patreon or?
I don't have a Patreon. I feel bad because like so many of my supporters already subscribed to me on Twitch. I'm trying to make some more merch.
Oh, what's up? Let's plug the merch.
I didn't make it yet.
All right, so stay tuned for Rex Stizzy merch.
Yeah.
If you want to get the frog tattoo,
please do.
Right? In memory of to signify this man, Rex Stizzy.
Before we leave though, I did want to just really quick. Just because, like, on Twitch, we watched a little bit of Scissor Bros. Did we watch Scissor Bros or Bad Friends when you and...
Oh, Jeremiah went there?
It was the one where you're talking about the text from your mom.
Yeah.
I just wanted an update for my fans, too, because we watched that part and we're dying.
Oh, why were you laughing at that?
Because it was so funny. Like,
yeah,
because I'm dead. Like,
you've done that, too.
I feel like everybody can relate.
You think it's a Korean thing?
I think it's just in general.
A Korean mom
just like
thing?
You know how you interact with your mom through text is always funny.
Let's just touch upon that. We're referring to when me and Jeremiah were on Bad Friends and we're talking about the way I respond via text message to my mother when she texts me every day. She sends like inspirational memes and all that.
Yeah.
But I only say like I don't want to with my mom. I know with me and my moms it's like we connect more like. If we want to connect like that in person.
Yeah.
So I leave the most generic like emojis or Like, I miss you,
Oma. Why can't you do both? It doesn't have to be exclusive.
I say, get good rest, Oma. I love you, Oma. Or I miss you, Mom. Sometimes I flip it. I miss you, Mom.
Well, the best part is because you were saying that after what Bobby does. So yeah, it was a little bit more thoughtful.
Well, he's older. He's my young man. So, you know, like with the older sibling, it's weird. And that as far as cultural stuff, like with siblings and mom and fathers, it's like, I feel like, oh, he's got that. He's got the more memorable, you know, message to give her, like the real potent stuff. Like me, I'm just like, I see you. I love you. I can't wait to see you. You know what I mean? Like, I'll connect with her when I see her.
No, honestly, I don't think anybody was judging, though. Like,
oh, but it was more like they could relate to it.
Yeah. It was hilarious. But did you add, like, maybe one more sentence to it?
off top. Good night, Mom. I miss you, Oma.
Yeah.
I love you, Mom. I go, like, I have my three or four.
Yeah,
my go-tos.
Yeah.
I say, oh, I do this now. Eat well, sleep well. You know, because she'll sometimes, I hate bibimbap today.
I could.
Throw me a couple.
Give me some script, yeah. give me some script. Here's one thing that my mom wrote to me.
Okay, give me an example.
No, this is, my mom wrote this to me. She said, David, living is try right way to go. Everything is important. Getting money, honorable job, and enjoy your life. But at least your word from your mouth has to be valuable and respectable. Your word has shit, fuck. Please, David, no more do that on public.
I'm sorry.
When people listen to your word, they need inspiration, comfort, and fresh air. Don't abuse this world. Don't let you use bad way from Satan, and your eyes will be bright and twilight because your heart nice, bright, and warm. Dot, dot, dot.
What? That was deep.
Yeah, I responded, shining, shimmering, splendid.
Okay, so she wrote this thoughtful, you know, Christian-oriented mother to son, and this is his response. Shining, shimmering, splendid, with like 5 Ds on the back.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's something I would say.
I you know... I think when me and my mom, like, it's more like I'm very jokey with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
I try.
You know, that's special, especially with the, you know, because I know the dynamic, you know, with certain.
Because mostly Korean it's just like they're just constantly lecturing all day.
Good.
Yeah.
And then, this is going back to, you know, straight A's.
Yeah.
Study hard.
I try to remind her, like, I'm a person, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And then I try to, you know.
Yo, they're changing too, man, because, like,
they are.
Back then, it was like, go to Harvard, go to Stanford, be a doctor, be a lawyer. And those are the only options. Yeah. I mean, she must, trip out when it's like, oh, you rap? Because, like, when I gave my mom a shrink wrap CD.
Yeah.
Escapable Aquariums. I think I pressed up only like 200.
Yeah.
And I remember giving it to her. And like 2 years later, I found it like still in the shrink wrap.
Yeah.
it affected me so. That's like my work, you know?
Yeah.
But to Korean moms or ethnic moms, I don't know, just to moms.
Yeah.
I don't want to generalize. They might be like, if you're not making money, then it don't count.
Yeah.
So to her, it's just like, oh, this is just. She didn't know, hey, take this out, put it in the CD player, listen to my son's work. It's like, it's just there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was an honor having you, dude.
Hey, man. Thank you so much.
I love that you shared that.
I love, man. You're amazing.
Thank you. Do you like the Scissor Bros as well and what we're doing over there?
I think it's great.
You guys getting hungry as well? You guys hungry?
Yeah, I get hungry.
Okay, cool. Let me do my shout outs and we'll head out to In-N-Out Burger. So we have a website also, stevieweebyshow.com. If you want to get any merch, just know that the shipping might be delayed because of COVID. YouTube.com/scissorbros. That's the other podcast I'm doing with Jeremiah Watkins. Those uploads go every Friday. Did you see the thong challenge?
I didn't see that one.
You got to see that one, dude. I kind of didn't want to see it because it's thong.
I know it's real thong.
It's real.
I know. You,
okay. I'm just letting you know. I got a better one in store for our 20th episode. Hey, it's along the same.
Hey, can I propose one day me and Rick come on to Scissor Bros?
Yeah, if you guys want, we can make that happen.
Yeah, because yeah. I think that
you're
energy...
gonna have to. Let's say, hold up, let's talk about it more at In and Out. But we're gonna have to get involved with a challenge then. What's balgeboso? What does that mean?
Balgeboso?
Yeah.
Red mushroom.
That means clothes off, right?
Oh, paji puzzle.
Yeah.
You want us to take our pants off?
We have to do something like that.
Okay.
Okay. So Instagram/QUANGOU, YouTube.com/StevieWeeby, Instagram/QUANGOU. Did I already say that twice? It's because I'm hungry. I'm thinking about the cheeseburger.
I'm heading out so long.
We're gonna have it right now. I think I. Patreon.com/StevieWeeby if you want to help support the platform. Scissor Bros is about to make one also. Definitely go over there. Oh, if you want to send any packages, send because I have a P.O. box, send all your packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. Dude, let's go eat. Love you, man.
Before, I just want to say one last thing. When I get like subscriptions and people supporting on Twitch, it means a lot. Like, you know, it happens so fast, I can't, like, dwell on it. But I'll say just, like, $5 or whatever the Patreon is, he's going to remember your name, you know? At least right now he's going to remember because, you know, there's people that he can see. So, yeah, if he's providing all his content, please, you know, consider...
I haven't missed a week.
Consider buying him an In-N-Out.
That's all good, man. Yeah. It'll go to the In-N-Out.
You know?
Burger fun. Lucky, let's go get a double-double.
You're...
My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crib. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip was so full of angst. Him and Henry Woodward Peckers did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the West, you can. You're the best on the land to bless the sands. Do the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull, pull on that rope. Feeling stir crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustained. I'm down for the count on the ground. Today, don't give it away, the peace and the praise, the rays. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed, live this way, can deal with shade. His fate is a spade, he made the great, displayed in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female.